advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am. Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am. Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
I don't know if I'm going to make it.
You're going to pull a Dave right now? You're sad panted?
I'm not sad. I'm
You're sleepy.
Yeah.
He's got to work. Day. You got to try. You're not going to try this?
I can't. I got to go to, I don't know.
Just a sip. It's real expensive.
I just want it to make me more tired.
Yeah, nah, just a sip. Yeah.
Just a tip. Just a tip.
I'll be honest. It smells odd. So.
It smells like wine.
Jennifer DeCruz.
Yes. I think beer.
Got us some whiskey, but it's French whiskey because she's a French bitch. So you poured it crazy like that. Oh, what happened? I tipped it completely upside down. A bunch poured in my
glass. That was way more than I wanted.
The act. I wish we had that. You're all, and just poured it all in there.
I barely turned it over.
I don't know about that. It was like a...
It was like the ranch bottle that you don't know, like you think it has the
ketchup,
little squeeze cap on it, but it's open and you just fuck your salad up. Oh shit.
And Brad is tired. So what's it called?
It's Bren, B-R-E-N-N-E. And it's Bren 10.
Yeah, Bren 10. It's my name. Yeah, Bren 10.
That's right. Bren 10.
The number 10.
And it's a single malt French whiskey. Or technically a French single malt whiskey.
Yeah, she sent a message and said you should be receiving some fancy fucking French whiskey.
It looks very fancy. It's very pale.
Fancy French bitch.
It's not super dark.
It's 10 years.
It smells like wine.
It smells like salad dressing, if I'm being honest. Oh.
Damn.
No, that's pretty good.
Wow. It is good. That tastes nothing like it smelled.
That's what I like about like more expensive whiskeys is that like some of them still burn, some of them are smooth, but they all have like a multi flavor.
Yeah, oh yeah. This is very fruity.
Mm-hmm.
It almost tastes like cognac.
It does. Yeah, very much tastes
That's
like
really
cognac.
Good, actually. Yeah.
And it's actually from the cognac region of France. So maybe they're using cognac barrels or something.
It might be.
It's very good. Very smooth, very sweet.
Yeah, it has a sweet, fruity aftertaste.
That's legit.
Not too spicy.
I really was worried. It smelled almost vinegary or something at first when I smelled it.
I think it's because it's like a 10-year. Like it's not, it hasn't really, you know, browned.
Right.
So.
Yeah, there's a really cool picture I saw on the internet. Man, have you seen that picture?
Delicious.
I don't know if it was in the group or not, but it was whiskey at different stages. And like the evaporation level got lower and lower and the whiskey got darker and darker. It was really cool. I just never like envisioned that.
Yeah.
Obviously, I just thought it set in the barrel. It got darker the longer it set.
It's like moonshine's clear.
You actually lose volume though.
Yeah, moonshine's clear. And then as it ages, it gets a little darker. So yeah, that's very, what's like the dessert wine?
So I don't drink any wine.
Moscato.
Oh yeah.
Mm. He says in the badass tone look voice. Yo, I don't drink wine.
I can't drink wine, yeah, that was, boy.
That's smooth.
So I am still sick. This is the first day, for listeners who don't know, this is the first day I've actually had a voice. I've had laryngitis for the past 9 days.
Yeah.
This is the first day I've been able to speak.
I wanted to call bullshit on you and call and see if you're like playing hooky from school and just see if you're
just wouldn't answer.
Yeah, Bren, I can't talk right now.
Like if you did the fake sick voice.
Yeah, awesome. I have a feeling by the end of our adventure of podcasting tonight, I'm going to be.
I'll know.
So the doctor actually diagnosed you with VD?
Yes, that's exactly. He looked at my throat and he said, son, you have VD.
Did you actually read the Patreon posts? I don't think you did.
No.
They were brilliant. Written by Brad. Yeah, they were good. He talked a little bit of shit on you. It was pretty good though.
Actually, a little bit. Every one of them was about Dave.
I don't want to spoil it for you. So at one point you saved a beehive, though. I'll say that. So that's a good thing. But you did have a dick in your throat at the time. And you said, what do you have, a mouth and cocks? A case of mouth and cocks?
Yeah, a case of the mouth and cocks.
Yeah, a case of mouth and cocks. Yeah.
It was this delicious whiskey. Who gave us this whiskey?
Jennifer De La Cruz.
De Cruz. Now, I want to say for the record that before Brad got here.
I was trying to help.
Brent was talking about this whiskey and said that it was Jennifer De Cruz.
You say it in context. Then, you correctly tell the story.
And then he said, and I forgot, and I said, Jennifer who? And he said, De Cruz, the one whose name you and Brad always pronounce wrong.
Right.
Oh, really?
And I said, what do we normally say? And he said, I don't know, but I know we're going to get down there today, and you're going to say Jennifer De Poo-Poo. So I've said your name correct all night, Jennifer De Cruz, but Brent called you Jennifer De Poo-Poo.
You don't get to pick your nicknames, you know?
Yeah.
But that is seriously delicious whiskey. I think this is one of the best we've gotten so far.
That's really good. But the smell was off-putting. It smelled like vinegar salad dressing.
My boss got a nickname today. His name is Randy Easy Pickens.
What's that mean?
It's fucking people keep stealing shit from our yard, and they keep breaking into our trucks. Nothing's being done about it.
I thought he just picked the easy jobs.
No, they stole all my shit last night.
Like your personal tools?
No, like my climbing gear and shit, like my fucking bag.
It's company property, though.
Kind of. It was my backpack.
Right. Yeah. Oh, in your backpack?
Yeah.
So.
Anyway.
Yeah. So we're recording early because Brad's going on a trip. Where are you going, Brad?
To the desert.
To do what? That sounds like no fun to me.
To dessert people.
Dessert.
To have people for dessert.
You guys are camping or something?
Yeah.
Tell us more.
I think I have VD. Then we're going camping.
Oh, we need to thank El Yucateco Hot Sauce. There's no hot sack winner this week because
what'd you get for Christmas?
We're gone. I got some patch cables for guitar pedals and power distribution for a pedal board. Nice. And then my aunt got me this fake Yeti cup that I told the story
it's
about.
It's the Yeti.
I fucking destroyed myself with this cup. I had no idea the insulation properties of this thing.
You turned into Dr. Brule.
I've been drinking like hot cocoa, like fucking diet cocoa to try to keep my shit low carb at night. So that I won't have some like fucking craving, you know? And so that's my little thing. Before I go to bed, I drink light cocoa. That sounds weak as fuck, I know, but because it is. But I mean,
it's like drinking Michelob Ultra.
Yeah, it's pretty much. It's the Michelob Ultra of cocoa.
You fucking frat boy.
I got Cocoa 64. So I was going to drink the cocoa, but I fucking put it in this cup. I was like, oh yeah, it'll stay warmer longer. The coffee cup, it always gets cold by the time I'm done. I could have made top ramen in my fucking mouth, dude. I fucking drank that shit and burned my tongue so bad that there was no pretending like to try to swallow it down. And then it has a lid on it with a sip hole. So I couldn't spit it back into the cup. I just fucking like baby birded it all over my beard, my fucking shirt, the coffee table. My family was all just staring at me like, what the fuck just happened? And then my tongue, it was totally Stephen Brule.
Yeah, like, so you sounded like a dildo gun.
Pretty much sounded exactly like a dildo gun.
An automatic dildo gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was just like ashamed. I was like, I'm like a baby right now. There's just fucking cocoa all over fucking everything. As if it wasn't shameful enough that I'm drinking cocoa.
It's bad if you're calling it cocoa. It's fucking hot chocolate.
Oh, it was cocoa.
It's not cocoa.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I was really embarrassed. I burned my fucking face, like, because it came out my mouth. My chin was burned. My tongue was burned. It was a disaster.
I had to put emu oil all over it.
My tongue still feels weird. It's fucking, it's messed up. I have to eat mild.
What'd you get for Christmas, Dave?
I got a cutting board from my Secret Santa, and it's pretty dope.
It is nice. I like that.
It's very dope.
I like that. I like to cook too. No one got me a cutting board.
Actually, I forgot to claim. I got whiskey.
Oh,
I got a pile full of books that are all under 60 pages. Did you guys see that?
Oh no.
Yeah, that pile right there.
Oh yeah, those are
from Reader's Digest. Andrea Chabot. Style. Yeah, another French lady. Got me books under 60 pages. She was my Secret Santa. Some whiskey and then this sweatshirt here. Did you guys see this yet?
No.
Let me show you.
What is that? Oh yeah.
So a custom sweatshirt that Pigeon says Father. Pigeon Father. On the back, it has a quote. So
I saw these pigeons and I thought for a second one of them looked familiar.
So nice. It's pretty sick. Yeah. It's
pretty
awesome.
That's pretty dope.
And then she gave us sort of, if you look in the left container there, or the cabinet, whatever that's called, those little alien dudes up there with the shiny eyes and foil caps.
Yeah,
we each got one of those.
Oh, cool.
So
nice.
Pretty awesome.
So I got, what was this for? What did I get a book for?
That's from Josh. Man, I'm going to look his name back up. Yeah, someone brought some, but I was in deep study locked in the fucking studio. So my visitors were all filtered today and they told him that it had to go away and come another day. But he left us gifts. And Brad got a book.
Yeah, I actually really like it. It's called Scared Shitless. 1003 facts that will scare the shit out of you. And on the back, fact, you can get an STD from a bikini wax. So yeah, this is my type of book. Goes along with Monkeys Really Don't Eat Bananas and Black Widows Don't Kill the Male. So
is that true? I
thought that was a thing. No, that's real. Fucking lies. Lies to us.
Lies by Brad.
I got a pouch full of foreign coins.
I knew they were going to be foreign.
Is that a weird gift?
Not worth anything.
It's kind of a fucking weird gift.
Yeah, I don't know. We get all kinds of shit because I have foreign money in my wallet. So
yeah, I don't ever want to seem unappreciative because like sometimes in your head, it like it's making sense to them. Like for some reason, you said something that you don't remember.
Are you a collector of coins?
Yeah.
It's dope.
Like maybe.
I'm just admitting it's both dope and a weird gift.
It's Josh, but I can't. He used to be a taco customer, apparently, in my taco shop, and I recognize him, but my phone will not get on Facebook right now, so I can't find his name. If I find it in the show, I'll thank him. He actually got me a present, too. I'll show you guys what it is. You'd be pretty excited.
Yeah. You already opened it?
The coins are from all over the place.
It is a poster, some sort of picture.
Poster or something here. Let's see. I didn't already open it. It's right here. Let's see.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, you don't know what it is?
No. I have a theory. Anything that's going to come. Wow, you can't get it out of here.
You're fucking up bad.
Yeah.
Next song. Fuck, you get that out of there. Watch. I use two fingers. That usually always works.
There you go.
There you go. Brad did get it.
That was pretty fantastic.
The thing is, I used the two fingers. Yeah. Like I was
it
the
doesn't,
guy.
It's a poster. Brad it doesn't jerked, have a G-spot.
He jerked the fucking container like it was a wiener. So you guys know what this is, right?
That is the map for the Goonies game.
It's the map from Goonies that was missing from that box.
Yeah. But the game, but it doesn't work for the game. It's
not,
still
yeah. This is work. Very thoughtful, but it is not like, it's not the map.
It doesn't Goonies. Fix, it doesn't fix somebody's shitty Goonies. Gift is what you're saying.
No. This that is a cool very thoughtful gift.
No, that cool gift.
I can
gift,
frame this.
I know. That cool gift doesn't fix the shitty Goonies game.
I'm not
game.
Saying that that's a shitty gift. That was also a very thoughtful gift.
Yeah, but the game is shitty.
But the elusive map from
just
Goonies,
like the movie.
I still want
I think it's
the
perfect.
Map.
I think it's perfect.
I want the cutout one.
Game's shitty, just like the movie.
With the, I want the piano on the back. There's no piano notes on the back of this, is my problem.
See, you know, that's why people don't get Brent a gift, because he's unappreciative.
I'm an asshole.
And he picks it apart.
No, I'm going to frame this. Yeah. And we'll hang it up in the studio.
You know what's wrong with the sweater? It's black. He wanted a white one.
No way. That's a I like that black sweater. Zip up would have been cool, but pullover.
See?
I did that on purpose.
No, you didn't, because you like zip ups.
There might be some Freudian slip.
You like zip ups.
Because I got some fluff going on in the middle. You take that off, it's going to show your fluff. You know what I mean? You can't take that off in a Starbucks when it's all warm.
You should just be happy who you are. I am. You know,
I'm happy with my fluff, Brad.
It's good. You drink your fucking Cocoa 64, son of a bitch.
Someone's going to do Tyler Mott's making a 40 of Cocoa for sure. Cocoa 64.
But this whole discussion of gifts was part of the wind up to thanking El Yucateco for being our primary sponsor.
They didn't send us shit for Christmas, did they?
I did send us to Chicago.
They sent us to Chicago.
For Christmas.
That's not a present. That was before. That was the beginning of the month. That was like my son's birthday.
Has to land on that.
Yeah.
It's got to happen during Christmas week.
Oh, no. They send us? They always send us some chocolates or something. No, they don't send us anything. We send them chocolates.
We did send them stuff. I didn't send them chocolates. I sent them hoodie, sweatshirts, and a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
Right. Send them any cocklets?
No cocklets. Huh. No. What else was I going to say about Yucateco? I stepped my game back up. I'm good on XXX again.
Oh, did you?
Like, shit can't faze me. Except for the bathroom. The bathroom can faze me. I've been making chili all week. I've been making chili for like 2 weeks and just keep modifying the recipe, all of it having tons of XXX. So my level is strong again. I'm a XXX Jedi. So
something happened to me. Normally I don't like really hot stuff. But lately it doesn't bother me.
Really?
Yeah. Like we had some barbecue, like boneless wings, and they were supposed to be like spicy barbecue. And I'm thinking spicy barbecue, like, oh, you know, spicy barbecue. It's not really spicy.
Yeah.
Just a little sting, you know, not much. And my fucking kids, both my daughters just fucking popped them in their mouths. And then they fucking started freaking out. And I was like, what? It can't be that hot. And so I put it in my mouth and I was like, oh, holy fuck. these are fucking hot, like really fucking hot. But I ate it and I'm good. And we had some breakfast burritos, super fucking spicy. I was good. Like, it doesn't bother me anymore.
I went to someone's house last night, my buddy Chris, and they had like ghost pepper, like salami.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking couldn't tell at such all. I wasn't trying to be like, pepper. I wasn't trying to brag or anything. I was like, it doesn't taste hot at fucking all. Like 0%. Might as well be a Ritz cracker.
Yeah. Ghost pepper is kind of weird. It's like a, it's not
it
really
was
there.
Not fucking hot. Yeah. At all. Nothing. Yeah. I felt nothing.
It has a weird, where it hits your palate, it's weird.
You know what is hot though, Dave?
What?
Spontaneous human combustion.
Nice.
That's right.
Well played, sir.
I just like seeing the beds that people caught fire in.
Yeah, it's very strange. So was this on the leaderboard, or did you just think it up?
No, this is on the, yeah, these were both, actually, Sid Melvin picked the next topic, mm-hmm. and this one was on, actually, it was on there, but only with one vote from Sid Melvin. But when I looked it up, I was like, the next topic. It was really good, so I picked his. But spontaneous human combustion had quite a few votes.
Like three.
Yeah. No, it didn't.
0.5.
So it's, and again, this is one that I knew a little bit about. I mean, you always hear about spontaneous
human combustion. I enjoyed this. This was
I did too. I was curious to see what came out of the research. And it is, you know, and I was waiting, you know, to look into it and to just walk out like the Bermuda Triangle and say, okay, this is 100% bullshit.
I was a little bit worried, like a mid study, that I was like, I was going to resolve to that, but there's some legit, like those pictures, man, are like undeniably fucking weird.
Right.
Where you're like, that lady's legs are just still sitting there in her high heels that aren't fucking melted and nothing in the room is affected around it. It's just incinerated right. fucking body and not her legs.
And
right
even
there.
When I looked at some of the skeptical websites that try to debunk things, I was pleasantly surprised by the skeptical websites, because they were both A, ruling out supernatural weirdness right. and all kinds of bullshit, but at the same time, they were looking for supposedly rational scientific answers that explain it. And they were like, this doesn't explain it. Like, they were also looking at the common sense answers people try to use to explain spontaneous human mm-hmm. combustion. And they were saying that could not have caused this.
I mean,
so
there,
in some of the cases,
they're ruling out stuff.
Even the skeptics looking at some of the cases were like, at the end of the day, we have to assume it might be this, but this is really weird.
The Irishman the arson investigator tried their fucking best and was like, really don't know. Spontaneous human combustion. Yeah. Don't know. No source of ignition. No reason for this happening. There's some solid theories.
My question is it better to spontaneously human combust or actually just like catch fire from the outside?
The spontaneous human combustion thing is that the part that's weird is like they're still sitting in their fucking chair. They're still laying in their bed. They're still, you know what I mean? They didn't seem like they took off fucking running out the window.
The indications
you know what I mean?
Are that
so like they
so
died
rapid.
First. Like yeah. it happened. Like so, right. like you immediately die when it
pretty much
when you ignite.
One of them, the cause of death during the autopsy was actually smoke inhalation, like from his own fucking fumes. Like how crazy is that? You died from breathing the smoke from your own body. Like that's fucking.
It would just burn up your lungs first, probably.
Well, had to do with like
I don't think you could breathe it in.
And he had enough body left to do that type of autopsy. But some of them,
my only question is though, like. I don't understand how it works, because you do need oxygen for the
right.
flame.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I could see how the lungs would fuel that if you breathed in, but how would it start?
So there's
you know
a lot
I mean?
Of
like,
unique theories.
There's
I'm
a
sure
lot of
theories.
There's no spark plug in your body.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you want to go over theories? Or you want to go through cases? Like how do you want to proceed through it?
I was going to start by looking back in time.
Someone got so happy because I guess you said back in time without saying that. And it's their only pet peeve on the podcast was that he posted it on the group. He's like, my favorite part about this episode is that Dave said back in time, not in the voice, because it fucking makes him want to hide in the closet, apparently.
Well, I'm glad I got back on my game.
Get in your closet.
Right when he came back out of the closet, Dave, you put him back in.
Yeah.
So, because part of it was
did
I
he
thought,
tell his parents?
I don't know.
It's on public groups.
Part of it was I thought that the spontaneous human combustion was going to be like a modern day phenomenon.
Right.
I thought it was going to be something that was like, you know, Twilight Zone and after, and people were like making it up, but it goes like the earliest records that I found were a knight, an Italian knight from the 1400s who died.
Oh, that's castle times.
Yeah, there's even a passage in the Bible, something about engulfed in mystical flames or
really?
Something. But I read a stat that said
bush.
In the last 300 years, there are 200 documented cases. So, you know, every couple days, basically, you know,
right.
or, I'm sorry, not a couple days, once a year.
Once a year.
Yeah, almost once a year it's happening, which is pretty steady.
I seen some a long time ago, like the creepy kids beds, you know, from like the early 1900s, late 1800s. Actually, I guess it'd be in the 1800s, you know, the creepy like children's rooms, like the kids just like kids actually like gone, like in their beds are like fucking burnt.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I didn't see any children cases. Most of the cases I saw were older people.
Most of them are.
That ties into a theory.
Most of them are elderly. Yeah. Most of them are elderly female.
Right.
As well.
Well, maybe the kids ones are something else or.
Yeah, I didn't read anything about children at all. I didn't see a single case for the children.
So there was one of the super early accounts was in
Guy 16, can wish, can't he?
Yeah, that's right. Was in 1613. And it was a guy who basically his wife ran out of the house screaming and said that her husband just lit on fire for no reason. And since it was 1613, everybody thought it was supernatural, obviously. And a
She's
pamphlet.
A witch.
Exactly.
She's a witch,
a pamphlet was produced that was called Fire from Heaven Burning the Body of One John Hitchell. And they were the people who investigated it in the 1600s. Said that on average, 2 cartloads of wood were used to burn a criminal at the stake, and that the criminal had more remains left than the body that they found burned to a cinder in the house, and the house didn't light on fire.
And that relates to the modern analogy. The modern analogy is that someone in a crematorium, like I actually watched some creepy documentary where they talked to people in a crematorium.
Takes a lot of heat.
They said they put your body in a blast furnace, basically, mm-hmm. what's equivalent to a blast furnace. I think it's like 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit for 3 hours or more. Mm-hmm. And when they pull your body out, they still have to pulverize the bones mechanically because they're left. Right. And then in these photos and cases, the bones are fucking gone. They're incinerated. It's just a pile of ash with legs and arms hanging out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a trip.
And again, that's worth note because even people who work in crematoriums and you know, fire investigators and forensic experts, et cetera, they talk about the fact that if there's a fire and a human catches on fire, the extremities burn first and the torso is left intact.
Right.
And in these cases, the torso and the head are completely gone and the limbs, which implies it's not an external fire, which people can't get their head around because your dangly bits are going to burn first because they're the smallest things.
Right.
And then your core is probably still going to be intact because the fire doesn't ever get hot enough to completely incinerate your core. But in these cases, the core is gone and only the extremities are left.
Yeah.
Which is opposite what should happen when someone lights on fire.
If you're thinking fire, I mean, I don't know. There's also mystical flame, whatever the fuck that is. But if you're thinking fire, it needs oxygen. So it would start in the lungs, probably the back area.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I mean, that does make sense.
But
there was another account in 1663.
Oh, you know what? There's oxygen in the blood too. So I don't know. Like there could be,
that's true.
I mean, in your heart,
they get all the way until like when we start talking about causes like alcohol, blood alcohol content comes into play.
Right. Yeah. They look at all kinds of stuff. This is pretty typical. In 1663, a woman went up in flames in Paris while she was sleeping and she was asleep on a straw mattress that didn't catch fire.
I did not see that one. That's kind of crazy.
And that's the craziness.
That's a long time ago, though, in hearsay, though.
That is
folklore.
But I mean, that still ties into the way there's examples where the couch they were sitting on didn't light on fire, but their body is completely incinerated.
You know, a good point that someone made on one of the documentaries that I watched was that, you know, you can sit comfortably around a roaring campfire, like a crazy fucking campfire and roast marshmallows and shit. I mean, you are fucking 2 feet away from that, inches away at times, and you don't catch on fire. So there could be a crazy fire, if some for whatever reason it was just very contained and centralized, it would not burn the surrounding stuff. I would feel like a campfire would burn some fucking straw bed if it was on a bed, though.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if for whatever reason, I mean, there's all kinds of weird cases. Some of those cases I saw that like the insulation on the house was so well done that the oxygen was depleted in the house because they had gone through and, you know, sealed all the windows and sealed all the vents. So it was so well insulated that the oxygen content was actually exhausted and put out the fire. Because there was no oxygen left in the house. The fire just went out.
Right.
So
it burnt up what little there was.
Yeah.
Right.
So it kept it from burning the whole house down because the flame couldn't go on. It ran out of it.
A very early theory is that there was another, people hypothesized in 1667 that there was another element other than earth, wind, fire, water, et cetera, called phlogiston. And phlogiston was... It's in everybody's body.
It's next to Kazakhstan, actually.
Well, it's an element that was released when an object burned. And they claimed that they thought that phlogiston was in everything.
It's the worst, like, flatulence name. It's like lighting farts.
Phlogiston is in everything, and that the phlogiston in the human body happens to catch on fire.
Right.
That was an early...
I think it's a
phlogiston.
Really, I think that's the oldest fart joke in existence, I think is what that is.
It all goes back to a phlogiston joke. Yeah.
I think Borat snuck onto Wikipedia and fucking tricked you, making you think that phlogiston existed.
I've heard about alchemical phlogiston before.
Hey, I'm upset at that word right now.
Phlogiston?
I don't like it.
I've always liked phlogiston.
I heard has nonstop.
I mean, I've heard
of phlogiston.
Yeah, I've heard of Flan. Flan's ugly brother?
The war on terror once went to phlogiston. Yeah. It was very dangerous territory.
Yeah. Steel Team 6 is there. Yeah.
They're fighting the phlogiston. Right,
yeah.
Needless to say, there's tons of cases in the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s. And I thought this was a much more modern phenomenon. I didn't think it went back that far. So I found that to be somewhat interesting. And even in a Charles Dickens novel, in Bleak House, one of the characters dies from spontaneous human combustion.
Right.
And it ties into, like you said, the idea of blood alcohol levels, because at the time
it was like their reefer madness, basically. They had this public outcry because alcoholism was such a problem. You know, life's kind of miserable during those times. Everybody's pretty conservative.
Right.
And so drinking was the thing to do. And they were like, that's ruining your fucking life. And if you thought that there was a chance that you would, it's like the heaven and hell theory. Like, if there's a chance, if you do this bad thing, you'll fucking burn to death,
right,
or burn for eternity. Like, you're not going to do it. So if you tell everyone that the way you catch on fire is by drinking too much alcohol, then it probably would solve your social problem of people drinking alcohol.
Right. And it goes back to 1673. There was a French chemist, and I don't know if he's any relation to the DuPonts, but his last name is DuPont.
The Illuminati. He goes way back, man.
And he wrote a book called something in Latin that was about human combustion. And it also suggested that it was from alcohol. And people think that based on Dickens' upbringing and education, he would have read this book, and that's what would have.
Yeah, they actually said that, like, all of his sources, I think that was the one that came from, they could cite it, they could find it in that book.
Right. And then there's another guy who, back in 1731, I think, 1745, he published an article in the Philosophical Transactions of London, a guy named Paul Rowley, and he looked at cases of spontaneous human combustion, and he came up with his early definition, and these hallmarks of spontaneous human combustion basically haven't changed. Like, these are the things he used to identify. He said these aren't universal in all the cases, but when he looked at multiple cases, these were patterns he started to see. And these are patterns that, even though it got redefined in the 1960s, it's still very similar to this list. So here's some of the things that he says happen. First, that the people who look into the fire rule out the fact that there's flame from a candle lamp or cooking fire that could have caused the body to light up. And that tends to be the case in most modern day cases as well. They
lean towards the mysterious.
The fire people look into it and they're like, we could not find any evidence of combustible
candle material in the corner or something.
Right. Yeah. Right. Two, he said, under normal circumstances, other objects in the area of the body should have also caught fire, but that the only thing that caught fire was the human victims. So the furniture doesn't light on fire. The curtains don't light on fire. The room doesn't catch on fire. It's just the human being.
But the crazy thing is, temperatures are high enough to, like, melt the TV.
Right.
There was even one case, they opened the refrigerator and the hot dogs in the pack in the refrigerator had boiled and cooked, and the butter container had completely melted and all the butter had boiled out inside the refrigerator that was insulated. So the temperature in the house had to be insane, and nothing caught fire though. The flash point didn't happen. Which is, that's fucking hot, dude. That's like an oven at 500 degrees or something. And it was inside the refrigerator, which is insulated. So
that's weird. Yeah,
it's very weird.
Three, the torsos are destroyed, but the outer limbs are not. And this is just the opposite of damage caused by normal fire deaths, where the limbs are destroyed, but the torso is not. I mean, they even said that back in the 1700s. They used to burn a lot of motherfuckers alive. The presence of unburnt limbs is probably because the fire started in the torso, and that it burned out of its fuel before it reached the extremities. Right. That
There's
was
less
what
fat
he
in
fought in 1745. and the fires must occur and spread extremely fast, because there's no evidence in most of the cases that people were running or freaking out or panicking right. or in pain. And then one of them that one of the cases he looked at was the Countess de Bandy, and she was found, if I remember the case right, I think people smelled smoke and were trying to bang through the door and like bust into the door, and they found her as a pile of ashes. And it was between her bed and her window. Her body was a pile of ashes, two unburned lower legs. I don't know what upper legs are, but it's said
she's an arachnid,
just the lower legs. And a section of her skull, the top of her skull, was laying in the ashes between her legs. So the legs were just collapsed to the side as if her torso just lit on fire and right. burned off of her legs. And like everything from her hoo-ha to the top of her skull burned up. And then her skull just dropped on top of the ashes. That's because the crazy. Fire was so rapid. And that's, again, that's a fairly common example of the cases that people claim.
I saw a case where the granddaughter was home while it was happening. Like her grandma said, like, yeah. hey, bring me a pack of matches. She runs a pack of matches to her. Then she goes back downstairs to play. And the fucking neighbor sees the fire in the window, comes to the door, and they run upstairs and it's over. Like, you know what I mean? It was fairly quick. And the granddaughter didn't even notice that it was going on. No one's screaming.
Right.
That's what's crazy about this.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't think about looking up animals, you know, if there's any reported case of animal. I can't find any, but I mean, naturally, though, animals, gases build up in animals and right. some of them explode.
Yeah, there's like whales.
Wells and stuff, you know,
whale.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I don't know. There's some weird, I mean, is it possible people could have passed away on the couch?
I mean, you have that friend that lights his fart on fire. You know what I mean? Yeah. Obviously, you can have a blowtorch come out of your ass if you held a lighter to it and fart. So like that right there is a pretty simple example, but it's always what is the source of ignition though? You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, that's my question too.
And it's also, and obviously the circumstances under which it happens are incredibly fucking rare.
Right.
Or it would happen all the time. I mean, the only three items in the human body that will help a fire are oxygen in the lungs, methane gas in the intestines, right. and fat.
Right.
Yeah.
Those, that's it. Those, otherwise you're nothing but liquids and stuff that's countering a fire. So the, I mean,
yeah, three parts. I mean, you need oxygen, you need a source, and then you need something to ignite it.
Right.
Which, yeah. what ignition is source. The ignition.
Yeah. Right.
So, but our bodies we are kind of electrical though. We carry a current.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know static I mean? Shock so, can happen. Yeah. That happens. You touch a doorknob and a static shock goes off. Yep. But
I mean, is that why people are, I mean, most of the cases are somebody sitting down on a couch or in a bed or something mm-hmm. where there could be some static.
I don't even think it's the static for those. I think it helped to contain the rendered fat that runs out of your body and keeps it like a slow burning like source. And I think mm-hmm. that, I mean, I don't know when we're getting to like reasons why we think it is, but one of the things that I learned that I had no idea, I know I've heard about shop rags catching on fire,
mm-hmm.
but
right.
linseed oil, have you seen that?
Yeah, linseed oil.
Linseed oil. You can spread that all over your fucking table, all over all your furniture to preserve wood. But if you throw that rag hazardlessly just to the fucking side, it will like it burns people's houses down. Mm-hmm. It's just oil
because
on
it can it gets hot.
There's there's like the just a simple act of folding it over is enough compression that it causes mm-hmm. the chemical reaction to happen because the pressure on itself. So they did a news reporter was showing that a house had burned down and they literally just put linseed oil on a rag. It's fucking furniture oil. Throw it in a cardboard box and they start checking the temperature. Within an hour, it was up to 100 degrees. And in 2 to 3 hours, it burst into flame. It was 200 mm-hmm. degrees and just fucking burned the box to the ground.
Yeah, right. Chemical like, reaction.
And was just sitting there. There was no ignition source. The chemical reaction got hot, which brings me to, and I thought you guys were going to attack me for sure, but maybe it was coming. Did you see about the low carb diet ketosis thing?
Mm-hmm.
It was talking about that ketosis is one of the things that they think could be a possible source because during ketosis, your body produces acetone and it's highly flammable. So during a state of like chronic ketosis, when you have like what's called acidosis, you could be super high in acetone in your body and it's crazy flammable. And one of the main causes of that type of acidosis is alcoholism. So I thought I was going to be on the fucking at the stake tonight for sure. that you guys are going to say, I'm an alcoholic on a low carb diet, and you're ketosis, afraid to be around me. Yeah, because
I wasn't putting it together.
I could burst into flames at any second.
Now that you mention it, that's a pretty high.
I mean, that'd be cool because then we could be famous off that.
For sure.
Is peanut butter flammable though?
High oil.
That's pretty much what you're made out of.
Solid
might be
fuel.
That might be the only thing keeping you safe. You eat that peanut butter at night. It's a safety mechanism.
I changed my
peanut butter
my nightly prayer. I'm not real religious, but I pray to dear Lord, baby Jesus, please give me the strength to not eat peanut butter with a spoon at 3 a.m.
You better stop.
That or apple pie lately, because right now we got leftover pies from Christmas. And I'm
just
like,
Jesus isn't real, right?
Give me the strength, man. I need all the help I can get, man. Try to stay on my diet, man.
Why don't you pray to somebody that's real? Like, you could pray to me.
Dear Lord, baby Brad.
Yeah.
Baby Brad. Has to be baby Brad, though.
Yeah.
You as
adult Brad isn't granting you any wishes.
No. Adult Brad says, fuck off.
Yeah. Baby Brad, you might convince.
Adult Brad feeds you peanut butter.
Yeah.
I've been killing the peanut butter to the point that like I have the 2-pack of the peanut butter. Like it's wrapped, like 2 jars are together. Mm-hmm. I didn't bother cutting the wrapper right now. I just open the side jar and I'm almost done with the first jar of peanut butter and the other one's not even open.
It's just going
to
be attached.
I didn't cut the plastic.
It's like a rocket ship.
There's going to be one that needs to be thrown away and I'm going to have to cut the plastic off to throw it away because I haven't even done it.
Then you just finish the other one and throw them both away.
Yeah.
Saves a step. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I got OCD.
And saves the environment.
I got rituals and obligations, and that's not one of them. I can't open another jar till the older one's done.
Well, I know. Finish it.
Oh, okay.
And then leave it attached. And just open the other one.
I'm going to do that just for you, man. It won't take long.
It just saves a step.
Next show, we'll know.
Yeah.
Because I'll probably be done.
It's efficient.
It's a big-ass jar, too. If you guys saw this jar, you would...
Is it like my mayonnaise jar I got on sale?
It's as big as a mayonnaise jar. No. Like a gallon. I mean, it's peanut butter. It's the big jar of peanut butter. It's bigger than the average jar of peanut butter.
Half a gallon.
Yeah. It's not 6 inches of peanut butter.
Quarts.
It's the big jar.
Right. 32 ounce.
That's what they say about you.
32 ounce peanut butter jar.
I never looked at the quantity on there. I don't know what it's measured in.
Probably 64 picoliters. Ounces.
I think it's picoliters. Ounces. Yeah. No. Picoliters, is that a thing?
It's going to be ounces.
Picoliters of peanut butter.
If you've descended into the realm of pounds of peanut butter, then I'm
oh fuck
different.
Yeah, dude! Both those jars together,
it's a pound. So they're 32 ounces a piece.
Dude, it might Makes be sense. That might be 5 pounds of peanut butter. Pounds, I bet those jars together, might side be. By side. I know because our scale that I use to ship everything. If it goes over 5 pounds, I have to walk to the coffee shop and use their scale.
A normal jar of peanut butter for normal people is like probably 16 ounces.
Yeah, the little
a
one.
Cup.
Yeah.
No, so, the normal one. Yeah. No, that's not the little one.
That's the normal.
Not normal. I don't think normal people buy that. I think that's for like.
I think someone, you're into the 32.
No, I think that's for
realm.
The little old lady that lives by herself. That's the peanut butter she buys.
I think
that
I
little
have that.
One. Or like, so a kid feels cool because like, they have their own
it's
peanut
like,
butter.
It's like the person. It's like the. It's like the person. It's like the person that doesn't have a problem eating peanut butter at 3 a.m. jar of peanut butter.
Right. But I just want to pause.
My peanut butter doesn't disappear.
Did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
It's like the child who feels cool because they have their own jar of peanut butter.
This is a problem.
What fucking child feels cool because they have their own jar of peanut butter?
When he was young, he got his own jar of peanut butter.
Right fucking here, man. I'm sitting in front of you.
And now he's obsessed with peanut butter man butter.
I blame my aunt. When I used to go to my aunt's house, I don't know if I've told this story. When I would go to my aunt's house, I would walk in the door and she'd be like, do you want a spoonful of peanut butter? And she would fucking scoop a spoonful of peanut, a spoon. God damn it. I haven't even drank yet. She'd hand me a spoonful of peanut butter and I would run off. And I remember that. Wow. That's like a prominent memory from my childhood.
Your aunt's a fucking weirdo.
I mean, it could have been worse. I could have got like raped or something. I just got given peanut butter.
So when did you
now eat my sleep?
When did you get your own private jar of peanut butter and feel cool?
I still don't really have my own jar.
Christmas.
But what does happen, my family buys separate jars.
See, he still doesn't have his own jar.
When I
this
say,
is a problem.
Yeah.
He's still angry.
When
about
I
it.
Say that, like, hey, hide the fucking peanut butter. Don't buy peanut butter. They can't not buy peanut butter. Mm-hmm. So they buy peanut butter.
Oh,
and
just
hide
like
it.
When I say I'm on keto and my fiance makes brownies.
Yeah.
And brings home Panda Express.
Oh, yeah.
And wants to go eat pizza.
Yeah.
That kind. Yeah.
I survived through it, dude. I made no bean chili, but that takes its toll on you eventually.
That sucks.
It's showing up today. I had some trouble. You can only eat no bean chili for so long before there's consequences.
A lot of
not
meat
eating
chili,
fibrous well, vegetables. Yeah, a man cannot thrive on tomatoes and ground beef alone.
No,
tomato is a well. It's a
that's fruit.
Yeah,
fuck off then. So the thing that brings spontaneous human combustion to the forefront and makes people start to pay attention to it is actually someone whose name I haven't run into surprisingly in all the research that we've done. which is a guy named Charles Fort. And Charles Fort in the 1930s started to write books. And there's still, there's a, basically what he started to do, Charles Fort would get every single newspaper that was out there and he would read through them every single day. And he would find basically X-Files, like any anomalous article from some strange corner of the world.
And that was
he
would, difficult at that time.
Exactly. But he would type them up and he would reprint them in his books and he would reprint them in a, it's, I forget what it was called when he started it, but it's still in existence to this day. It's a magazine called Fortean Times, F-O-R-T-E-A-N. And it talks about supernatural occurrences, weird events, unexplainable things. And they call them Fortean.
But they're all things that are written about, right?
But they're all things that...
It's probably crazy now because of the internet. It's probably pretty, got some bullshit in there.
Right. And that's the thing. And he did his best to, at you know, at times be skeptical and say, I would suspect this is this. But at the end of the day, he was finding articles that were like, well, but what the fuck is this? But so Charles Fort, very interesting guy. We should probably do a show on him at some point. But he wrote a book in 1932 called Wild Talents. And there was a whole section that focused on specifically spontaneous human combustion, because he started to track articles about it and put them together to show that this was a pattern. And this was one of the things that made modern day people start to relook at it, because Charles Fort found all these examples. Because again, there's no internet. There's no one comparing stories. Yeah. There's just that weird story in St. Louis of that guy who lit on fire. And there's a weird story.
Well, just think how difficult in that would Indianapolis. Be to find.
Yeah. Right. They would never make connections, but this guy made these connections and people were like, oh shit, this is like a thing. And they started to look into it. And then this is where he pointed out a case of a woman named Wilhelmina Duar, who was found burned to death in her bed, which was unburnt. A woman named Nora Lake, which was found burned to death, and even her bedclothes weren't burned.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She burned and the clothes didn't burn?
She burned and the clothes
that rules
didn't
out
burn.
The wick theory yeah. that we'll talk about.
So that was in 1930. Lillian Green was found in 1916. Burned body and clothing, but there was no source of fire. She died in the hospital and no one could explain what could have ever possibly lit her on fire. But he started to track these things and then it starts to lead to the modern
sort of resurgence.
Maybe these people
were all fire swallowers.
Could be.
Just practicing.
Could be. Like,
that's why there's so few.
They just have burning
happening.
Embers in there.
Yeah. Like, no, like on the Fire Swallowers website, like it tells you how to start and it's like lay down in your bed. Like, and that's how your first try
to get your esophagus
yeah.
straight.
Drink some alcohol and fucking,
you know, as a magician, you'd have to practice in the mirror like a yeah. ton before you show anyone. Cause yeah. if you try to show
that's
them,
what I'm saying.
They see you practice fire yeah. swallowing and you suck.
Yeah. yeah.
Right.
You can't swallow it the first time. You know, just, you have your gag reflex. You got
to
get
right.
by.
You gotta, that took a while to get used to. Yeah. yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I think there's a pattern here.
And if fire swallowing doesn't work out, I mean, yeah. you know. There's other
You've at least got a fallback career.
Yeah.
Do you know that 1 in 3 people that look at porn sites are women? Just a fun fact from this book I got here.
Nice.
So
saying, the one be a thing, wealth of knowledge, guys.
That is a wealth of knowledge. The one thing that he identified, or that people who looked at his encounters that he collected identified, which they added to the strange evidence and the common things that wasn't in the list of commonalities from the 1700s, were the fact that a lot of the coroners and the fire examiners say that there's a bizarre sweet smell in the room,
right.
like a sickly sweet smell that they can't identify.
It's
like
called long pig is yeah. what it's yeah. called. It's a fucking ham. It's
and
human.
Then
it's honey baked ham.
Yeah.
Honey baked Hume ham.
That was their glaze.
It's honey baked grandma.
Hume ham.
So the other thing yeah. is, in a lot of the cases, there are greasy stains on the ceiling and the walls.
Right.
So those were two other additional.
It's like a black man's kitchen. Dave slapped his knee.
There's two things that happen when you know like a laugh is real. Dave slaps his knee like that's a real knee slapper, and you put your hand on your fucking stomach.
That's because
like Santa yeah. Claus. That's when we know we really got you.
Yeah. It's very rare, but it happens.
Because I couldn't agree. I couldn't disagree with your yeah. statement. Like, yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So, but those are all the common things that happen. And again, it happens regularly enough and the experts are baffled enough that it that it, I mean, it's a thing. I mean, I can't, right. I can't, this isn't one that I can just fucking dismiss and rule off as 100% bullshit because there's so many cases that are so bizarre.
So where do the aliens come in at?
Well, the thought of causes is anything from a poltergeist mm-hmm. to people being so sad that they generate like it's like self suicide by flame. Like they think there's a possible like mental thing that happens.
Pyrokinesis.
Like pyrokinesis.
I wonder if you're having like a panic attack and your heart gets pumping so fast.
It lights
well,
on
I looked
fire.
Into that because I thought like, well, what is the highest body temperature that anyone ever had? And I found it was 115 degrees, the highest temperature anyone ever had and lived.
That's not enough.
It's not enough. Like I think the flash point of most like cloth objects or even fat or you know stuff like that's going to be like 300 degrees Fahrenheit. And the hottest any human ever got and lived was 115.
Yeah.
But who knows, dude? The brain causes all kinds of crazy things to happen. Right. I mean, there's like, there's like
could be a malfunction.
Stories about people raising blisters on their skin and whatnot. There was some weird malfunction. Yeah. Who knows what's possible?
I've always been a proponent of like self-healing almost. Like mm-hmm. I guess like your mind is powerful type of
I mean
of
your thinking, body caused you know? It to get to 115. What stopped it from getting 116? Probably just the fact that your brain stops functioning and dies.
Yeah, and my thing is like if people
but I don't think it's getting to 300.
People think about something bad happening to them. It happens. You know what I mean? Like that type of thing.
A body temperature of 115, though, if you figure in the factor of like chemical stuff, you know what I mean? I read a story on this one. I saw it.
What's the flash point of acetone? That's what you
that's what
at.
I was getting ready to get at. Yeah. There was a lady that picked up rocks on the beach in Santa Clarita or some shit or San Clemente. She was on the beach and this is in 2012, picked up some rocks from the beach. Like, oh, a cool green rock. Oh, a cool red rock. Put them in her pocket. Was at home 4 hours later and her fucking pocket burst into flames. And I saw an interview with like the fucking police guy, the fire chief, everyone. They showed the cargo shorts. She was severely fucking burned. And they were like, the jury was still out as to what the fuck happened. They think that some of the rocks contained phosphorus and then maybe flint and some fucking freak thing happened that she had the right couple of rocks. You know what I mean? But given a long enough timeline, things like that occur.
Right.
So maybe someone's, you know, acetone level in their blood was enough that they got a fever or they dropped their cigarette or something. And maybe some of those could occur and maybe that accounts for like the perfect storm. And that's why it's not so common for it to happen.
Right.
But the most plausible one that I read about is the wick theory or the candle, the candle theory, basically that we're an inside out candle where traditionally you have the fuel source, the wax on the outside and the wick in the center that our body fat, like even a person that's lean has a considerable amount of fat. Marbled throughout your muscle tissue. There's a lot of fat. There's marrow in the bone. So it's a slow burning fuel source. And so what the theory is that basically like say like one of the cases, there was a woman that takes sleeping pills and she was a smoker. And that would explain for why she didn't scream. She didn't squeam. The clock stopped at 2:26 a.m. or something because the power cord burned out. So it happened in the middle of the night. So something in that scenario would be, woman takes sleeping pills, falls asleep, drops her cigarette because she's sleeping. She's doped up on fucking whatever that sleeping pill is. It catches her clothing on fire and then causes her skin to blister and then split and then ignites her abdominal fat. And then it starts to render, soak into the cloth. And then it's an outside, inside out candle. What's up?
I have my hand raised.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm trying to look up the flash point for acetone. And it's really weird. It says it's very strange. It kind of goes along with this whole thing. It says acetone is a clear colorless liquid. Obviously we know that with a sweetish odor.
Oh, there you go.
Like sweet smell.
Well, you get, it says you're the in flash ketosis, point, your breath smells like nail polish remover when you go in ketosis.
Yeah. But the flash point on Wikipedia says it's negative 20 degrees Celsius, which is negative 4 degrees Fahrenheit. And this other thing saying 0 degrees Fahrenheit. So I don't understand like,
they're just saying it's flammable as fuck. If it looks at a flame, it catches on fire.
Yeah.
Know?
So, I mean,
yeah, if you say flame next
to
it. So,
if you had literally static electricity,
yeah,
that's could possible. Light it on
well, you
fire.
See people at gas stations, that happens too. But
yeah, no shit. That's fucked up.
Yeah. So, the thing with the candle wick theory, though, is I watched a video where they actually wrap a pig, like a dead pig, up into a blanket.
Was that the BBC?
Yeah. And they put him in like one of those shipping containers.
Open cup. 15.8 degrees Fahrenheit. So, yeah.
That's
so
pretty
it's
low.
Fucking
that's really low.
Really low flash point.
Yeah, it's 110 outside. You know what I mean? Like, fuck. So they wrap a pig in a blanket to try to demonstrate that basically they set a cigarette on it and they couldn't get it to ignite all the way. They had to blow on it a little bit. I think they added some matches. But once they got the clothing to ignite, the pig's skin blistered, then split, and then the fat ignited. Mm-hmm. And then that fat started to render and melt out. And then it just wicked through the blanket. Mm-hmm. And so it sat there and it burned for hours and hours, but it was a smoldering, like low heat. It didn't. And they set up a fake front room in there. There was a dresser and all this shit, and it didn't burn anything. And
except
it perfectly
for the
burned
fat.
And charred the center of the pig because that was a fuel source. And his head was completely intact. His legs that were hanging out were completely intact. It did not replicate, though, the fucking incinerating bones and shit.
Right. The BBC one that you're talking about was from a TV show called QED. And they were trying to reproduce an experiment that the Journal of Forensic Sciences published that they performed at the State of California's Bureau of Forensic Services, where they did it first in 2001 with a pig. And apparently the guys at the Journal of Forensic Sciences got a higher temperature and a faster burn point on their wrapped pig. And from what I read, they were looking at the QED episode and saying it just like – they were amateurs and they weren't reproducing the right conditions. Right. There was too much, the door was open. There was too much wind coming through, like, et cetera. But regardless, the fact that some aspects of it were repeatable, but even these
guys.
Well,
what does that matter? Somebody could be sitting in a living room with their door open or something. You know what I mean? So,
well, because there was like, I saw one of the cases, a woman was sitting in a chair and she was in the corner of a room. Mm-hmm. And because of the way that the vortex, it would create like a vortex in the corner, the way that it was working, it would centralize the fire in the middle. So I think that what probably happens is when those perfect conditions are present, you get these scenarios where this happens. When the conditions aren't present, the fire hits the fucking curtains, the whole place burns
down.
You don't have evidence that it even happened.
Yeah, you're sitting there in your chair. The vortex of wind is coming at you. You're masturbating vigorously.
Yes.
You rub two sticks together, Brad.
And
well, you have one in your palm and one
spontaneously.
On your
I meant Brad's.
Spontaneously combust.
Right.
That's when you masturbate with a crucifix.
I think if we're thinking about it logically, like if our bodies do produce acetone or some sort of fast, really super low flash point, liquid or whatever it is inside of us, you know, however it's made up inside of us, if we actually produce that shit, it's just like finding out what the spark is. But the problem is you don't have, like, you can't watch that happen.
What I think is like they tried to recreate that in a shipping container with like one open end and like put some furniture in there. And it's a pig that was otherwise healthy. And I think that what the statistics show is that a majority of these cases happen in elderly or overweight and unhealthy people. Mm-hmm. So diabetes can cause an acidosis, like keto condition, as can alcohol. Most of them were alcoholics or chronically drinking alcohol. The other thing that happens is there was a study done about osteoporosis, where older people had less bone density. And so like those bones will actually burn because they're kind of like, it's like bird bones at that point. You know what I mean? So
even the perfectly healthy pig, except for the fact that pig was dead. I guess you're no longer healthy at that.
It was healthy until they killed it.
It was healthy until they killed it. But the bones were perfectly normal and healthy. Right. And in the Journal of Forensic Sciences experiment, even the bones in the center of the pig burned. But the only problem is the evidence of the spontaneous human combustion is that these fires burn for like 20 minutes or less.
Right.
And that even the pig examples that they did, it took hours for the pig to finally catch fire, to finally burn.
But what I think about that is it's because it probably happened in the middle of the night. Like there was this thing of, oh, it must have happened fast because we didn't know and the house didn't burn down and it's over with and nothing burned. That low glow fire, you know what I mean? It didn't even really burn the carpet the pig was laying on. So it would just sit there like a candle and just burned all night until everything was gone.
Yeah, but the problem is the ones where people have seen people burn, where people come in, et cetera, based on timing of like...
Yeah.
People called this person at this time, et cetera. They narrow the time down to be a very, very rapid.
Right. Well, there was even one where some parents were in the room and their daughter, like flames came out of her mouth. Yeah. Did you see that?
I saw like a dragon.
Yeah. The interview with the what was it? A brother-in-law or something came running into the room and he saw it. And he said it was like, not like just some flame coming off of her clothing. It was like a 2-foot foot fucking like air fueled windproof lighter flame coming out of the girl's mouth. He said it was like nothing he had ever seen.
Her name was Jean Lucille Safin. And it was in 1982 in London.
She lived or died?
Oh, no, she
died. For a little while, yeah. She went to the hospital, but...
According to her father, he was in the other room, and he caught a flash of light in his eye, and then he turned and looked in the other room, and he saw that his daughter was just completely engulfed in flames.
Right.
And that was the one where the eyewitness, the son-in-law, said, quote, "The flames were coming out of her mouth like a dragon, and they were making a roaring noise."
Yeah, like an actual, like, you know, like, what are those things called? The little rocket fucking stoves that you build out of bricks or whatever, or the camping stoves where you dig the hole and it fucking causes the convection. It was like a forced fire, like an air-fed fire.
Yeah.
And you should have seen what the arson forensics people were like. Well, he was a known pipe smoker, and let's just say that he packed his pipe, and as he finished it, he knocked it out on the windowsill, and a breeze came by and blew an ember into her blouse, and you're like, get the fuck out of here.
Exactly.
With your butterfly fucking effect, ember from a pipe and making blue fucking windblown flames come out of her mouth like a dragon, and three people witnessed it. And it
you wouldn't
like,
die if that happened.
No.
An ember from a pipe.
But the thing they said once she went to the for the autopsy, though, is like there was some internal burning in her mouth, but what she ultimately died was from, is it pneumonia? Yeah, she had liquid in her lungs is what she died from, but her face was all fucking burned up. Hmm. So I don't know, man.
I'd say they didn't like
so those
her.
Are like, okay, that's not the Candlewick thing. What the fuck happened? You know, that's Brad's theory. She was practicing for the circus. She tried to do a fireball behind her dad with some 151 and shit went way wrong.
Yeah.
So
ironically, she
had
drinking.
Keto breath.
Yeah, ironically, she was drinking fireball.
Yeah. The most famous case that I ran into was the case of Mary Reeser. And I think it's the one that you already referenced. It was in 1951. 67-year-old widow named Mary Reeser. She retired and lived in St. Petersburg, Florida. On July 2nd of 1952, the neighbors discovered, apparently she lived in an apartment complex. The neighbors smelled something. They felt her door and said that her door was like super hot. They got two people who were working on the building, and they burst through the doors, and they found that she was dead in her easy chair with a black circle burnt around her. Her head, and this is debatable, but apparently her head had burned down to the size of a teacup.
Right.
She was a 170-pound woman, but only 10 pounds of remains were left because that's how much of her body was burned to ash. So basically it was part of her shrunken head and her 2 feet, I believe.
Another guy, they claimed, people that knew him, his head was way smaller.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's too close to New Orleans. There was a shaman there.
But again, people look at that and say it doesn't make any sense because the flame of anything should make your head expand and pop, not shrink. Like your head isn't a fucking plastic shrinky dink. Your bones aren't.
It depends on how
shrink.
Burned. If your eyes burned out and stuff,
you shrivel
first. I think what happens is if your head is in the line of fire,
bacon shrinks
from the torso fire. Your face is going to burn. Your hair is going to burn.
Well, no, they're saying the entire skull burns and shrinks.
Yeah, what I'm getting at, I don't know. Like
that's one of the things. But the skeptics actually looked at it and they said, "We're not doubting that this artifact was found in her body, but they suggest that it was actually either her heart or a knot of muscle that was burned and shrunk.
It wasn't her skull,
and that her skull would have just been incinerated, and that it would have been a different.
She could have been holding. She had a lap cat. That's what happened.
Maybe it's with the old people. Maybe their bones burn up because they're more frail.
Well, that's why I just
like osteoposporosis. That is that what you said?
That's what I said earlier. Yeah. And that's they did a study where they burned the osteoporosis bones next to the regular bones, and it was significantly different. So it would account for how those bones could burn to nothing.
Yeah.
It's like bird bones, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Old people rocking around with dust.
So in her case, dust. She was the one who took, it wasn't sleeping pills. It was some sort of like 1950s, like thistle fix whales. It was like, I remember, I morphine? Saw the name of it. I think it started with an R. It was for like nerves.
Whale's dick.
It was a 1950 nerves pill. So God knows what it was like some, you take it and you're fucking snake zonked oil. On your ass for a couple. No, not snake oil. Like shit. That's probably flat out illegal.
Heroin.
Because it's so fucking addictive right
kind
now.
Of crazy benzo. Yeah.
But she took two of them. She called her son, her, what was it?
Rohypnol.
That's right.
Yeah. Was it really Rehypno?
It started with an R.
Well, that's the date rape drug.
So oh, never mind.
It would have probably the same effect that started with
probably yeah. wasn't that. Yeah.
No, probably. I believe it was that.
But she had a prescription for it. She called her son, who was a doctor, and said she took them. She was going to take more before she went to bed. And this was like middle of the day.
So she date raped herself.
So she date raped herself. The forensic pathologist who worked on the incident, Dr. Wilton Krogman, said, quote, "It's the most amazing thing I have ever seen. As I review it, the short hairs on my neck bristle with fear. Were I living in the Middle Ages, I'd mutter something about black magic." The investigation said that temperatures of 2,500 degrees would have been necessary for that cremation. The materials on the chair weren't of an item that could burn hot enough to have caused that. The electrical outlet had melted, but because of external heat, not because of a wiring short. Mm-hmm. So they ruled that out. An FBI pathologist tested for gasoline or any other accelerants in the room, and there weren't any. They consulted weather patterns to see if there was any lightning that had been experienced in St. Petersburg that night. There was none. So everybody from the FBI to local police to apparently the police finally ruled it as she burned to death because a cigarette fell in her lap. But the years later, all of the cops involved and the fire marshal involved said no, we put that on there because everybody was freaking out and we had to close this case. They were like, none of us thought that was it.
Right.
We're all to this day completely baffled by it.
It's probably like pilots and UFOs. Yeah. Well, you don't leave the mysterious. Right. You say,
I wonder when you catch fire inside, I wonder if cause it does, it's going to take a extreme amount of heat. You know, we already talked about to burn the bones and whatnot. I wonder if
like that fat fire is it's a low temp fire. Yeah,
but I wonder if we're like a fucking pressure cooker or something. You know what I mean? Like pressure cooker. But maybe once it gets to the fat, that's what kind of puts it out. That's why the skin, you know what I mean? That's why it kind of stops once it gets to the outside, where it does go to the low.
Right.
Like it moves from a fast burning accelerant to like a slow one.
Well, you think burning a pig would kind of show it, you know what I mean? Like similar.
It depends on did the pig have the right accelerant in it? You know what I mean?
I was trying to find a Dave's Drug, and I found some antiquated drug ads. There was something called Noradin.
It's probably Ritalin.
And it's methamphetamine. Then I found,
Ritalin's heroin. So
laudanum.
I know Ritalin's
opium.
Right.
And then
laudanum.
Cigars de Joy.
Ooh.
That's just tobacco.
That sounds great.
Quaaludes, which is Quaaludes. Nimbutol, which is barbiturates. And then ergot. I don't know what the fuck you were supposed to use ergot for. Well, that's the fucking
that's
thing.
That's the shit that
kills
you.
That's hallucinogenic from the fucking biblical times. But this is the best one right here, I think. Mrs. Winslow's soothing syrup. It's just morphine. It was just straight morphine. But it's called
Mrs. Winslow's.
Yeah. This one's actually okay. This one might have just taken it over.
What was the show with Steve Urkel? The Winslows?
Yeah, the Winslows. Yeah, Steve Winslow or something like that. No, this one, number 8, Kimball's White Pine and Tar Cough Syrup.
Ooh.
Okay. White Pine and Tar Cough Syrup. Guess what the active ingredient is?
Pine and tar.
Chloroform.
Oh, cool.
That'll fucking keep you from coughing.
Yeah.
God damn.
Pour this on a rag.
And then this one from Bayer Heroin. It's just marketed as Bayer heroin. Yeah, these are fucking awesome. Cocaine toothache drops. No hiding anything there.
Man,
yeah,
that
was 10 dangerous drugs once marketed as medicine, but I didn't find your R drug.
Like how fucking awesome would it have been, you know, Coca-Cola 1909, you're just drinking fucking Coke.
How awesome would it be to get, we're already having trouble not drinking soda. That's not awesome at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that Apple got in trouble for slowing all the phones down?
Yeah.
Why'd they get in trouble for?
Because they weren't telling they were doing it. They were actually actively slowing the phones down, apparently, for some reason.
It fucking makes sense if you know about technology.
Well, you should let it fucking slow down and it's on its own, not.
Well, it actually can't, though, because when they're updating at the rate that they're updating,
right,
the processor and shit wouldn't be able to
keep
up.
You just cut the model off. Don't let
it. It'd have fucking no battery life. So they basically chose to give people an active phone instead of fucking an hour of fucking usage.
That's a good argument.
It's not fucking rocket science.
But they could have replaced their battery.
They could have.
You know, instead of.
Well, it only lasts. Yeah. I mean, you could do it yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
I don't either. I just, I don't find that very Well, now I'm sporting Apple, so I'm defending
it. Oh, you know what? I just got the best idea for a product. We should make spontaneous human combustion candles, like little granny in a rocking chair candles with a wick out of the top. It just melts this the melts. Granny in the chair. She's just all half.
Why'd you
fucking
say that
burnt.
On here? Now we have to do it or else somebody's going to take it.
The same reason.
But you have to do it with the wick has to be like in the center of their torso. So they have to be like laying down so that when you're done burning the candle, their extremities.
No,
are
it's
there.
You just go through their head. Like it's like a bored hole in the top like of their head. Or you could light it from the back. So they're glowing in the middle.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Be nice. Like a little.
It's going to be great. It smells sweet. It smells ambiance. Like acetone. Yeah. The other thing I did was bought jawadism.com.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, great. Because we nice. Fucking said it on that old Leftovers episode we released, and I was like, oh, shit, someone's going to get that. And I looked it up. Got it, bitch.
I have to do a logo.
Yes, we're going to do something. Yeah, Jesus and the DeLorean.
So the other couple of things that people think might have caused, might be the cause of spontaneous human combustion. One is that they think that methane in the intestines in very rare circumstances combine with particular enzymes.
I know this is true because on South Park. Intestines. Did you see that episode?
No.
South Park, April 1999.
True because of South Park.
Yeah, they all spontaneously combusted from holding their farts in. So, there you go. I mean, it was on South Park.
So methane plus enzyme. But people
that's look a theory.
At, yeah, that is
a you know theory. What? You can't prove it wrong, I guess. Mm-mm. Nobody knows.
And if you put your balls in the microwave, you'll get cancer and they'll get so big you have to use a wheelbarrow.
No, you just use the microwave to take away the cancer after you get it.
Oh, you just have to cook long. You set the popcorn setting and gets rid of ball cancer.
Right. Yeah. Right. It pops the corn.
Another thing they say is a buildup of static electricity that builds up inside of the body and forms an external geomagnetic force. Wow.
David Blaine's proof of that.
That exerts itself on the body. Most people call bullshit to that one. Another one, as Brent already mentioned, is, as Wilford Brimley would say, diabetes.
Quaker oats, man.
Diabetes is a hell of a drug.
It is. So 2012, a British biologist named Brian J. Ford did experiment with combustion in the New Scientist magazine. And he said, again, a buildup of acetone, which could be caused by diabetes.
Diabetes
would lead to it. But so, I mean, there is like a peer reviewed journal from 2012 that is saying that's possible.
I think that's the most not necessarily the diabetes thing, but the acetone buildup diabetes. Sorry.
All I can hear is an abusive stepmom named Dia.
Diabetes.
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 Diabetes, man.
Most Canadians,
you know what happens?
Most Canadians have diabetes eyes.
So my favorite theory though is a guy named
Diabetes Juice.
There's a guy named Larry Arnold who's a human combustion expert. He's written.
How do you get to be a human combustion expert?
You say study you a lot of bullshit and you write books.
Yeah. I'm a human combustion expert.
Then I have to write books.
No, you don't.
Okay. Well, true enough. He did, and I think that helped him.
You just can't like be on the witness stand as a expert.
See,
right.
Oh, okay.
But his theory was that there was a subatomic particle that we haven't discovered yet.
There's also a video game and Tron's Nemesis.
If we haven't discovered it yet, you can't name it.
He did name it.
No, it's bullshit. You can't name it.
Well, hear the name and you realize it's not bullshit. It's Pyrotron.
Bullshit.
That's a ride at the Kern County Fair.
Yeah, it was actually my
Pyrotron.
It was actually my 1980s breakdancing nickname.
When you find that's like naming, you know what? I have a star that I named that I haven't found yet. Like that's stupid.
No, but Pyrotron is an awesome name.
Now we got the perfect name for a star, man.
Pyrotron is a band name.
Kind of, yeah.
I think it's a breakdancer or a transformer.
That's trance music. Good.
Yeah.
Pyrotron. Pyrotron.
But I hope at the end of the day, it's either the Pyrotron or the Phlogiston.
We're flying all the way to Phlogiston to see Pyrotron this weekend. You want to go?
I'm doubling down.
That shit's going to be on fire.
I'm doubling down on Pyrotron or Phlogiston as the cause of all this stuff.
Nope.
No, you're not on board?
No. That guy's an idiot.
So that's why
as a human spontaneous human combustion expert, I don't write books because then people can call bullshit on me.
That's true. That's the best
right
way
now
to
I can
it.
Just explain it away.
Right. Yeah.
You just say allegedly a lot.
Yeah.
And what
we don't know, but in my opinion. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's very good.
Oatmeal.
Solid.
So I think it's weird.
I think oatmeal actually inhibits spontaneous human combustion.
Yeah, probably. Have you ever tried to burn oatmeal?
Yeah, it doesn't burn.
No, you put that shit in the microwave for like 10 minutes. Can't it just, it. It gets weird, but it doesn't burn. You'll when never the liquid, fix that
when
bowl,
the liquid,
though.
Yeah, when the liquid goes away, the actual oatmeal is a fire retardant.
Speaking of, I don't think we've harnessed the power of oatmeal. Like, have you ever left oatmeal in a bowl without rinsing it? It's fucking over, dude. Like,
yeah,
that
looks like your whiskey glass.
Yeah, it's like, it's fucking glue. Like, you could make mortar. You could build fucking cabins with oatmeal.
That's actually what the Egyptians used.
I don't think so.
Yeah. It's what made the outside of the pyramid smooth.
Was oatmeal?
Oatmeal.
That's why they call them Quaker oats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do they call them Quaker?
Steel oats.
Yeah. Pyramids.
What's pyramids got to do with Quaker?
That's why they call it Quaker oats.
Yeah.
I think you're just saying something random right now. I don't understand.
It's not random.
Is there something behind that?
No. Mm. I'm just explaining why they call it Quaker oat.
Yeah. Everything and that's why cream of wheat is cream of wheat.
Right.
Well, everything would be earth Quaker proof. No. Is that worse than Dave's?
That was racist.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know.
Yeah,
so at the end of the day, I'm tripping out on spontaneous human combustion.
You sound like it. You sound excited.
There's enough cases about it.
It's that like a roller coaster pretty much,
it is,
Dave.
It is.
If this is what you look like at Magic Mountain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is.
Wow, we're going to go on Goliath. Well, here we go.
I'm actually less enthused to land with Magic Mountain because I don't get on rides and then I'm just hot and tired and I wish I was at home and everything's expensive.
Hot and bothered.
I don't know what happened, but I got on a fucking ride at Magic Mountain.
I know what it was. You rode the Vapor in reverse, dude.
The Vapor?
Yeah, the Vapor. That's from a movie.
The Viper?
I know it's the Viper. That's a movie.
No, I got on a ride.
For copyright purposes.
I had rode before. Like, I'm the same size and I got on that motherfucker. Dude. I could not fucking breathe. Like, I almost had a panic attack to get off the fucking ride.
Because the shoulder.
Shoulder, they came down, you know, and they came and pushed it in.
Yeah.
And it was fucking tight.
They're all breathe like, out.
No, I couldn't. I was like short breaths.
Oh, fuck. I can't not tell this story. I saved my uncle's life this weekend at Christmas. It was fucking crazy. My uncle was sitting in the corner in a chair.
About to spontaneous combust.
Honestly, though, he was drinking alcohol. He's older and his bones are probably brittle. He's like 75. He was drinking wine and like most everyone had left. There was like four or five of us in the front room and he was sitting in the corner and I was talking to him. He took a drink of wine and then like ready to get up and he aspirated and like fucking choked on the wine for a second, which you would think liquid would just like make you cough or something if it went down the wrong pipe. No. Complete fucking lockup. He couldn't breathe in. He couldn't breathe out. Mm-hmm. And I saw the panic on his face.
It's called hydro lock.
Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. It's the same as your brakes?
No, it's like hydraulics. Yeah.
So his fucking face turned to panic a little bit. Mm-hmm. I was like, you good? Are you choking? And he shakes his head. Yes. Then he stands up, comes towards me fairly calm. And then he starts to panic and like thumb point at his back.
Yeah, like hit me on the fucking back. Heimlich maneuver.
And I was like, wham, and hit him on the fucking back. And then everyone stands up like, oh shit, what's happening? I fucking hit him on the back again, and I hit him four fucking times pretty fucking hard with my palm in his back. And then he's still shaking his head. Nope. So I fucking reached around and half-assed, I seen it on TV. I jerked him off as fast as I could. He died, but he died happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dead. He came though.
That's all we can ask for.
Yeah. I reached around and fucking gave him my TV version of I've seen it a million times over my life.
Heimlich's not hard.
I've never had any proper training.
You know, Dr. Heimlich wasn't really a doctor.
Yeah.
He just fucking
just
saved
shook
somebody.
The shit out of somebody one time at Denny's. Yeah.
He just ate bananas with monkeys.
He just had coffee every morning at Denny's.
Well, he was really a BDSM guy. BDSM is a BDSM where he would like to, he'd choke the women and that's how he would kind of, you know,
bring him back.
Yeah. He'd fuck them while he's giving them the maneuver.
Right. This was a different situation.
Are you sure?
But I gave him the
sounds very similar.
And then he made this noise, dude, that was like, it was like if a velociraptor had the flu. Like it was all. And then like a burp coming back out. And I was like, okay, there's movement of fucking air, dude. And I was like, are you good? And he fucking took a knee and then slowly like breathed in and then slowly breathed out. But he's super short, like the in to out ratio was not good.
His water just went in his lungs.
And he got like, yeah, then he got a little bit more, which made this crazy noise, dude. And then finally he stood up and I was like, fuck, it turned into a cough, but it was scary. It was at least 45 seconds of not breathing, which is pretty scary.
Like I've done the Heimlich maneuver four different times to people.
Have you?
Yeah. And it's like
fucking vegans. Yeah. Jerking all the time.
No, none of them were vegan. Well, I don't know. Two of them I don't know. They were
two
just
of them
in
you
a
just
restaurant.
Walked up and got behind a person, Uber.
Like a person you didn't know?
No, like in I was in a restaurant.
It was like a movie. Oh, wow.
My mom choked once and I had to do it.
Mom choked more than once.
Yeah. My nephew choked once and I had to do it. And then once when I worked at a restaurant, someone there was choking and everyone was freaking out and I ran out of the kitchen and did it. And then once I was eating in a restaurant. Just
were you wearing
random,
a bandana? I picture you wearing a bandana.
But yeah, I've done it four different, and you're kind of freaking out because it's like you see the fucking panic on their face,
dying,
and they cannot fucking breathe. Yeah. And you just
know, people
get behind them.
I don't
and
think
do it.
People
you watch the food missile fly out of their mouth, and then they breathe. And
I don't think people realize they can give themselves the Heimlich.
Yeah,
you know, on the, like on a chair,
edge
you know,
of a
or
table
something.
Or something. Yeah,
yeah. Fuck it.
Just fucking run into the rail.
Pretty much.
Fuck. Yeah, I'm fucking flying into a wall or something.
Yeah.
Just
yep.
Straight head.
Superman in the coffee
first.
Table.
Fucking belly bumping. Fucking just.
Now you broke the coffee table and you're dead. Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, you went out with a bang.
And I got to admit, every time I've done it, it just took one Heimlich.
I just did the one because I fucking.
Yeah, you just do one and that shit.
You're supposed to, if you do it right, you break ribs.
No, I'm
a little worried.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, next time I see my nephew, I'll break his ribs.
Yeah.
Just for good measure.
Yeah.
And next time I see him, I'll break his face.
I don't know if you will. That kid's like a superhero.
Yeah.
His fucking
nephew. Little skinny kid?
Little skinny kid? That motherfucker.
No, I'm talking about a different nephew.
Oh, I was going to say, the kid that fucking put the Soap King shirt on upstairs and looked like, shit, looked like Captain America.
He didn't, you know, there's a difference between teen strength and man strength.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I don't know. It was like Black Captain America. It was hot. That's all I'm saying. Blacked in America. Yeah. It was
you rub him down with peanut butter, huh?
Oh,
give him the Heimlich.
I've never I don't cross those lines. I love sex and I love peanut butter, but they've never come together.
I think that's a lie.
That's the truth. Yeah.
Yeah. Food sex is weird. I'm not into it.
Yeah. I told that story about there was that guy on Jerry Springer that like he liked fat chicks and he liked food sex. And they brought this chick out like a turkey on a platter, but it was really just a gurney with some plywood. And then she was all garnished and there was like fucking mashed potatoes and gravy and shit all over.
But yeah,
and that
was.
Dude was uncomfortably like breathing and getting agitated and like aroused. It was fucking weird. I call bullshit on most Jerry Springer, but that guy was a good actor. He was into that shit.
He was probably really into it. There's some people with some weird fucking weird fetishes.
It was creepy. Thank you, El Yucateco Hot Sauce, for all of your deliciousness. I love awkward segues. You can find them at most major grocery stores. You can also find them if you're out of the United States at mexgrocer.co.uk. What else? You can put them on your food because they're delicious. And if you're a real man, you will try nothing other than Triple X on everything you eat. But you got to see it out. You got to go longer than 2 weeks.
Always you're been on black.
Yeah, your butt will quit hurting, I promise. It just takes a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Awkward silence.
Always been on black.
Nah, I'm telling you, black's supplemental. It's like chips with a sandwich. It's just on the black's on the side.
Nope.
Yeah, you can eat Triple X with a spoon.
Just go away.
No. So thank you to... Who's next? Print Dirt Cheap. You can go to printdirtcheap.com and order printed things and sticky things, and you can save some money doing so by using code SOFAKING. Thank you to DeLeon Graphics for our t-shirts and silkscreen printed goods. Thank you to Digital Creations. Like Dave always says, do it for grandma. And you can find them on social media. Also, if you're web challenged, these guys don't know, we now have a Facebook store. You can go to our Facebook and buy any of our products from our Facebook. Yeah. From our public Facebook page, all the items are available there. It's pretty tricky though. It just takes you to the website item, but it's there. If you don't know how to get to them, www.coms, you can do that from our Facebook now. So, speaking of Facebook,
we are masters of the interwebs.
We are. It's since I started practicing my Instaberry skills. That's how I got master of the interwebs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be on FaceTube Live later.
Yeah, we will.
Definitely. Yeah.
Have you guys tried FaceNack? It's really cool.
I think that's a sex move.
Yeah. No, is it? Maybe I was on the
is
wrong
face
website.
FaceNack?
Neck.
FaceNack.
Oh, FaceNack.
FaceNack.
Yeah, that's for older women.
Yeah.
It's where their face starts to droop into their neck and there's a turkey gobble going on. It's on Backer. Check out backerarm.com.
You have Cougar Country and Face Neck.
Cougar Country. Yeah. Log on to Cougar Country. Find your partner on cougarcountry.com. Yeah. Thank you.
I like
to...
the Christian ones. Christian Mingle.
No, farmers. My kids sing that fucking farmers.
No, Christian
line.
Farmer. They're Christians, though, too.
Damn, they mashed it up.
Yeah. It's a mashup.
I know there's a Star Trek
specific.
One.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Trekkie Love?
Yeah.
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 Yep. Is it super nerdy? It's like they know some inside
things. Jess is on there. It's
like Ferengi.
Jess is on the Trekkie one.
Nemesis.com or something.
I don't know. Yeah. It sounds dope though. Yeah.
And last but not least, on that note, thank you to Dan Camrio Jiu Jitsu. You can log on to armhunter.com for goods and apparel and instructional DVDs. And that's that.
Speaking of someone who prowls the face neck.
Face neck.
Dan Camarillo, yeah.
Yeah, that was an unflattering video. Brad was telling me that you had an unflattering video on Instagram or Facebook or something, and you had a lot of face neck, is what he said. And that you need to do the up to the down shot, not the down to the up shot. Yeah, you left yourself vulnerable. Brad said he could get your neck from here. That's all I got for sponsors. If you like us, you can support us at patreon.com/SofaKingPodcast and follow us on social media across the board at SofaKingPodcast. And you can buy our stuff at SofaKingPodcast.com/shop. Which Brad lovingly calls the gear store.
I don't like that name.
Do it for grandma.
I don't like it at all.
That's all I got. All right. Sex moves.
Don't be a retard. We survive. We survive. Welcome to the fast ages. I've seen you for the past 10 years, and I've seen your anger. I've seen your denial. And I've seen your love. And I've seen your acceptance. And you want to let go of your emotions and give them away, you can show it to the family. Before you do, I need you to know that not only will you increase your gains, but you will also find new gains to happiness. Leave your fears behind and for everything that I was raised for was blowing smoke. I remember when she told me getting older ain't no joke. But in that age, I ain't realized what it meant to be when you so paid. And alone with all that money, you facing some of the fake old third dirt all in your name. Put soil all in the game. Making it harder to relate with these new niggas, new fame. So I focus with these big frames. I was close to curving this lane. I was months from serving propane. As a 9-to-5 job with no breaks. If I threw all I knew inside a pot, I bet it burned for 4 days. Got a scheme for the loot I need to shoot my flaws and bury them slain. Had to thank for all these hoes, only brought more hoes and brought some more pain. Money I spent on that dumb bitch, 2 years made it back in the day. You stuck it to some has-been rappers who rap back in the day. Seeing that C-Part like goddamn, what happened to your whole plane? Meant to say flame, but goddamn, that style getting so plain. Took charge of the C&J, I gotta pave them the way. Like, hey, hey, yeah, missing this friend over, not a good look. I will never admit to recessive aggressions. My other donor couldn't give out the message. Now I'm all in this world as a loner impressing. A lot of bitches who just like my obsession with making money, but they never could get it. I'm always offended, I'm always intended to be the younger cousin, but for possessions. So you can forget it, they try. So you can forget it, I'm playing the vibe. But I'm just for saying, confirmation, boy, you never could get it. Cause I'm the big dog at the park now, them feelings upsetting. Come and tell it, I could do it, all of this. Student loans for paper won't improve it, I invent. Just confuse that bank won't press. All them tools gon' make it stretch. All them drugs gon' leave you bent. I shall sell what you address. I've been burning up these checks. I've been urging what comes next. Not here to prevent your ass from falling, just to wreck their whole on set. Used to see the bigger picture, now I'm all landscapes. Can't commit to what's correct. I need my own escapes. And that's the sound of my life. My hopes and dreams in that light. Expectations getting too tight. For a bitch perspective, that's right. Small and rich, yeah, that's right. That broke nigga surely wanna fight. Can't obtain the gains of that height. Only wanna smoke a leaf and then sip defeat. I don't intervene that tight. Wanna fuck a bitch and then love a bitch who only lasts 1 or 2 nights. And then conversate about the ones he hate or only hating on they rise. And then contemplate about making a call to be put upon that grind now. Cut it out, all cold turkeys in the coop, finna stumble out. You in a drought in this paper route, so you need more lick to flex when you're coming out. 9 to 10, my thoughts prescribed when you start them rhymes we ain't heard about. 2 to 10, my lines are sin, it's black and lit when I come around. Cause I'm always offended, I'm always intended to be the younger cousin, blessed with possessions. So you can forget it, so you can forget it. I'm playing the vibe, but I'm just for setting confirmation, boy, you never could get it. Cause I'm the big dog at the park now, the feelings upset it.
come and tell it, I could do it all of this. Student loans for a paper won't improve it. I invent, just confuse that bank won't press. All them tools gon' make it stretch. All them drugs gon' leave you bent. I shall sell what you address. I've been burning up these checks. I've been urging what comes next. Not here to prevent your ass from falling, just to wreck them who I'm set. Used to see the bigger picture, now I'm on landscapes. Can't commit to what's correct. I need my own escapes.